I'm sitting here in Dr. Katie Ellman's office. She's Associate Professor of Gerontology and Director of the Center for Healthy Aging and Wellness at USI. Thank you very much for meeting with me.
Thanks, Isaiah.
Let's talk a little bit about the center. It started up in 2008. It's celebrating its 10th birthday this year. Could you tell us a little bit about what the center does, research-wise, teaching-wise?
The center, like you said, is about 10 years old, just over 10 years old, and we're dedicated to promoting the understanding of aging and promoting the well-being of older adults in three different ways: through interdisciplinary education, through research, and through engaged partnerships. And I look at some of the research we've done in two different ways: one through our engaged partnerships, and the other through our research that we've done on student attitude about aging and student attitude about older adults. When we think about how students make career choices, some of that is based on their attitudes towards older adults and their attitudes towards aging. They may say, I want to work in that field because I enjoy working with elders, or I don't want to work in that field. Part of what we try to do at the undergraduate level, and that I'm committed to doing at the undergraduate level, is providing opportunities for students to engage with elders. And so as they come to know elders in a different light, it could impact their decision, their career choice in the healthcare field.
One of the things that's very touted about the Stone Family Center for Health Sciences is this $2 million gift from the Sol and Arlene Bronstein Foundation to start an endowed chair in gerontology. What effect do you think that might have, either in terms of academic partnerships between USI and the School of Medicine, or to improve care by funneling medical students in that direction?
I think it's really exciting to have this energy in gerontology and geriatrics connected to the Stone Center. Anytime we can work across institutions to work on research projects and initiatives that improve educational experiences for all of our students and at the same time can improve the lives of people living in our community, it's a win-win, and it's something that I know USI and me personally would really want to be involved in those types of initiatives.
Next week is a busy week for Evansville's medical community. The reason we're talking right now is because the medical center is opening downtown, but the Center for Healthy Aging and Wellness has its own events going on. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
One of our flagship programs coming out of the Center for Healthy Aging and Wellness is our Mid-America Institute on Aging and Wellness Conference. Next week will be our 11th conference, and we're bringing national and international experts to our community to this conference. One of the neatest things about the conference is we have a combination of people who attend. So we'll have healthcare professionals who attend, some direct care providers attend, and community members and retirees.
My last question is about the students involved in the center. So it's my understanding that most of them that you teach are undergraduates, but that there's still going to be some crossover between the center and the medical school. Could you talk a little bit about that as well?
There could be opportunities for students to be involved as graduate assistants on some of the research projects that we're working on. Topically, there's overlap. So for example, some of our undergraduate students might be interested in studying dementia, for example. Well, obviously that is a topic that is of interest to many different disciplines. I'm hopeful that there'll be students from IU and U of E who also might be interested in being involved in some of the work at our center. Maybe the Stone Center will open up doors to work across institutions.
I'm speaking with Dr. Katie Ellman. She's Associate Professor of Gerontology and Director of the Center for Healthy Aging and Wellness at the University of Southern Indiana. Thank you very much.
Thank you.